You're listening to KHOL. I'm Tyler Pratt with your local newscast. Wyoming's abortion ban is reversed for now. A Teton County District Judge issued a temporary block yesterday, questioning state lawmakers' recent move to define abortion as not health care. KHOL's Anna Merzbach reports.
For more than 3 hours, Judge Melissa Owens heard arguments on the recent Life is a Human Right Act that went into effect just days ago. Lawyers for the plaintiffs, which include one of the state's only abortion providers, said the law discriminates on the basis of sex and doesn't offer equal protections to women. The defense argued the legislature can decide what's available and what's not in terms of health care. After Owens announced her decision, Jacksontown counselor Jessica Sell Chambers teared up with relief, but says the fight is far from over.
I'm just putting my faith in the courts at this point to really get us an answer to this question that is forever looming, especially in our state.
It's the second time a ban passed by the legislature has been held up in Teton County courts. Some, including the governor, have said they'd rather put the issue before Wyoming voters and make it a constitutional amendment. Hannah Merzbach, KHOL News.
Teton County Search and Rescue is working to purchase a year-round helicopter for the region. In the past week, there have been multiple rescues in the backcountry. Several days ago, a woman from Salt Lake City fell into a couloir near Jackson Hole Mountain Resort and had to be flown to Teton Village. The same day, a snowmobiler near Victor went missing and a heli team helped find the man alive. And yesterday, air response crews helped rescue an injured backcountry skier from No Name Canyon near the resort. Search and Rescue currently leases its helicopter just 8 months out of the year. But officials say, given the increased rate of rescues, they're hoping to raise enough funds to get a full-time helicopter for Teton County. A group of Congress members is convening a new caucus to discuss the Colorado River. Six of the seven states that use its water are part of the group. Congressman Joe Neguse, a Democrat from Colorado, says Congress can play a part, but should ultimately leave decision-making to state leaders.
Our role is to help support the efforts of all of those in the West who care about mitigating the impacts of drought. That means advocating at the federal level for additional funding for water conservation projects.
Neguse says water issues in the West will require, quote, Herculean investment. The new caucus joins a similar group formed in the Senate. The Congressional Caucus plans to convene in the coming weeks. Wyoming is the lone state not represented in the group. I'm Tyler Pratt, KHOL News.